Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched an investigation into Google's privacy sandbox proposal that will block third-party cookies in Chrome. The regulator received complaints from the Marketers for an Open Web Coalition saying the plan would abuse Google's dominant position in online ads. The investigation will look at if privacy sandbox changes would cause more advertising spend market share to become concentrated with Google. Twitch announced it's indefinitely suspending the account of President Trump, calling it a necessary step to protect our community and prevent Twitch from being used to incite further violence. TikTok confirmed it removed posts of Trump's speeches surrounding the recent riots at the U.S. Capitol, as well as redirecting hashtags used by the rioters to reduce the content's visibility. Reuters sources report the U.S. FBI is investigating whether attackers who compromised SolarWinds' Orion platform may have also compromised project management software called Team City from Czech-based JetBrains. SolarWinds is a customer of JetBrains. Malicious code was inserted in SolarWinds Orion software by someone with access to the development system. JetBrains CEO Maxim Shafarov, whose office is in St. Petersburg, Russia, said he had been in contact with SolarWinds but had not been contacted by any agencies and was not aware of any investigation. Wednesday, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice said intruders had used the SolarWinds vulnerability to access about 3% of the Justice Department's email accounts, none of which were classified. And Tuesday, multiple U.S. intelligence agencies said the attackers on SolarWinds were most likely from Russia. Former executives from Discovery and Disney are launching a streaming service called Strum, spelled S-T-R-U-U-M. But Strum will not have its own content. Instead, it will partner with smaller streaming content providers to offer you the ability to sample content from multiple places for one monthly fee. Strum subscribers get credits they can use to watch content from any provider in the system. If Strum notices you're choosing content a lot from a particular provider, it will offer to let you subscribe to the whole service from within the Strum app. Strum has not named its 12 partners, but says it will have more than 20,000 TV series, movies, and shorts. Strum will launch in the spring in the U.S., with international launches planned later. Roku announced it acquired Quibi Holdings LLC, which holds the rights to Quibi's content catalog of 75 original shows. All content will be available on the free, ad-supported Roku channel. Hyundai confirmed it's in early-stage talks with Apple about working together on developing an electric car. The Hyundai spokesperson said nothing had been decided, and Apple is also in talks with other global automakers. Japan's NEC says it's developed a facial recognition system that works with people wearing facial coverings. The system uses the visible parts of the face, like the eyes, and claims an accuracy rate of 99.9% with verification in less than 1 second. NEC is testing the new system at a shop in its Tokyo headquarters. NEC's NeoFace Live facial recognition is used by the London Metro Police, Lufthansa, and Swiss International Airlines. Amazon announced it closed its grocery and household delivery service, Prime Pantry, with products previously available from the service rolled into Amazon's main retail site. The service launched in 2014, offering $6 flat shipping on up to 45 pounds of household goods before shifting to a $5 a month subscription service in 2018. Amazon said it notified Prime Pantry subscribers about the closure in December and has issued refunds. Asus announced it will raise the suggested retail price of its components, like motherboards and graphics cards, in the U.S. The increased cost comes as waivers on U.S. tariffs against Chinese-made goods of 7.5% to 25% expired on December 31st. As an example, its ROG Strix LC Radeon RX 6800 XT graphics card, which launched at $899.99, is now listed at $1,079.99. Mercedes-Benz unveiled its 56-inch hyperscreen display, set to debut in the EQS electric sedan, set for production in late 2021. The hyperscreen is at the heart of the company's second-generation MBUX infotainment system, which has no buttons and is completely digital and voice-controlled. Acer announced the Acer Spin 514 Chromebook, which features updated AMD Ryzen processors. The 14-inch laptop comes with either the Ryzen 7 3700C or Ryzen 5 3500C with up to 16GB of RAM and 256GB of storage. It offers up to 10 hours of battery life and comes with a reinforced aluminum chassis and Gorilla Glass screen that Acer claims offers mil-standard 810H compliant durability. It weighs in at 3.42 pounds, coming to North America in February, starting at $480. Acer also announced new gaming monitors, a $900 28-inch 4K Nitro gaming monitor that supports HDMI 2.1 and variable refresh rates with a 144Hz refresh rate, 100 million to 1 contrast ratio, and 90% coverage of the DCI P3 wide color gamut. Then there's the $1,100 27-inch Predator XB273U NX monitor that offers a 2560 by 1440 resolution, a 275Hz refresh rate, includes NVIDIA's Reflex Latency Analyzer module to measure total system input lag, and supports Acer's LightSense feature that changes the display based on ambient light. Both monitors will ship in May. Sony announced it will launch its own 360 reality audio speakers this spring. Two Wi-Fi connected speakers will use Sony's unique immersive audio enhancement algorithm with support for both Amazon and Google voice assistants. It's unclear if the design will be based on prototype speakers Sony has shown at previous CES events. Sony also plans to license its 360 reality audio tech to be used on phones, car speakers, and headphones. Current 360 audio tracks available for streaming are limited to about 4,000 tracks. Sony plans to expand this with live concerts with 360 reality audio through its Artist Connect app and has worked with Virtual Sonics to build a 360 reality audio creative suite that can be used to record and edit the format, set for release later this month. And finally, JLabs introduced the JBuds Frames, a set of Bluetooth modules with downward-facing speakers designed to be clipped onto a pair of glasses. Each module includes a 16mm driver that JLab says won't be audible to those close by, includes buttons to control the volume, accept calls and toggle the EQ, carries IPX4 water resistance, and offers a claimed 8-hour battery life. The JBud Frames will be available in the spring for $50. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.